Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. Hey friends, how are you? And welcome. This is Danny Morrell, back with another edition, another episode, hopefully another life-changing challenge to all of you of the Real Estate Sales Show. I, of course, am your host. I'm excited to be spending this time with you. And I got to admit to you, it is literally Friday afternoon. Let's see here. 4 p.m. And, the guys that put together this show for me said, hey, you got to get us a show. And so this is the last thing I'm doing for the week. Obviously, you guys realize if you follow me on Facebook or on Instagram, it was a busy week for us. We spent a lot of time this week at the Mike Ferry production retreat, where, to be perfectly honest with you, we got a lot of people that were just saying thank you for the show, that it's been very, very helpful to them. I got to tell you, it was a little overwhelming. I had at least over 100 people reaching out and just thanking me for the show. And to all of you that kind of reached out and expressed your gratitude, I want to express my gratitude to all of you and say thank you for listening. I'm glad to help, okay? Hang on 1 second. I got to do a little parenting. Fellas, I need you to keep it quiet, please. My kids are running around the office right now, so, you know, this is live. I just go off the cuff and I do what I got to do, so I apologize for that. Before we get started, this is going to be a one-on-one show, meaning me with you, and I got to teach you something very important today. Today we're going to be focusing on the numbers and the importance of understanding your numbers in your business. I want to go over to our page here on iTunes, and I want to remind you guys to continue rating the show. Give us a 5-star rating or above. Listen, we have 171 ratings so far, and we have 169 5-star ratings, and only one crazy person that says our show is only a 1-star. So I'm not calling them a crazy person for any reason other than the fact that if they're the only one out of 180 people, they're probably crazy, right? That's the only logical solution to that, right? But here goes a show from a rating from Gus Shalabi. Gus writes, great episode focused on hard work and dedication. He was speaking about our last episode with our guest Lee Barrison. It says Lee was very humble and did it seem like a know-it-all while still delivering practical advice, unlike many other speakers on the show. Pretty funny jokes in between lines as well. So, well, Gus, I want to say thank you for that, but I think that a lot of the other speakers have given some pretty practical advice. But you know what? You are right. Lee is a very down-to-earth guy. He's absolutely fantastic, and what he's been able to accomplish is absolutely phenomenal. Guys, if you didn't listen to that show, I highly recommend you do that. You're talking about an individual who closed over 240 transactions, and immediately, guys, listen, I'm going to teach you something about your brain here, right? Immediately, what we try to do is we try to say, well, how many people does he have, right? Because here we are, and we're closing 10 or 15 transactions, right? Guys, it's not always about that. Lee closed 94-plus transactions by himself before he ever started to build a team. And so he talks about that on the show, and he talks about that process. So I'd highly recommend that you go back and you listen to that one. That one was actually episode number 46. So that means that this one is 47. Guys, today we're going to speak about is something very interesting, but something you're all going to hate. And to be quite honest with you, out of the 20,000 of you or so that are downloading our episodes on a monthly basis, I believe that 19,999 of you are not going to do anything that I tell you to do right now. But it's my responsibility to bring it to you. It's my responsibility to give it to you. It's my responsibility to share it with you. Then it's completely up to you to do something with it, okay? It's called tracking your numbers. Tracking your numbers. If you're taking notes, just write down the word tracking your numbers. Guys, you may have heard me say this before, but I'm going to give you an example. If you're watching on video, pay attention here as my son just jumped up and down. I don't know what these guys are doing. I'm sorry. I'm taking care of them right now, so just deal with it. You're going to be seeing them run around. But let's pretend for a second that your business was a tea business, and I'm holding up a little bag of tea, right? And this happens to be a bag of tea from the Art of Tea. It was given to me by my good friend, Lisa Pimentel, who happens to sit right here. You know, being I have this big fancy office, right? Because I'm the big dog here, right? So I need a big office, right? But she sits right next to me on the other cubicle right here. And let's pretend for a second that this was your business. And obviously, each little bag of tea, you'll probably sell it in a box, right? You'll probably sell it for $5 a box with, I don't know, maybe like 40 or 50 bags, something along those lines, right? And, you know, if you were only making essentially a couple of cents per bag of tea, do you think that the amount of money that it cost you to design the bag would be important to you? Yes or no? Yeah, I would, right? Do you think that the type of material that you used for the bag would be important to you? Absolutely. Do you think that the contents, right, if you've ever seen tea, right, the amount that you paid for the contents inside the bag, do you think that that would be important to you? Yeah. Guys, I'll tell you right now, if you were only selling each bag of tea for a couple of cents, you would get down to the penny to identify, to research, and to get the best quality ingredients while at the same time trying to buy them in bulk so that you can get them for the best price possible. And you would be forced to do that. And you would be forced to strategize. You would be forced to look for. You would be forced to stop at nothing to go out and figure out how to get the best price possible. And you would, of all things, know the numbers. You would know how much the cost. You would know how much your profit margin was. You would know how much every bag, how many ounces of actual tea material goes into every bag. Guys, you get the picture? And you would be forced to do that because there's only so much profit for you as a business owner in each bag of tea. Guys, it could be the same if you are a creator of business cards, and I'm holding up a business card right now. It would be the same if you were a creator of wallets, and I'm holding up my wallet right now, right? It would be the same if you're a creator of, magazines, and I'm holding up Fortune magazine right now, right? There's only so much money to be made from every magazine or from every wallet or from every bag of tea. And that is why business people must understand their numbers. They must understand their numbers because without a clear understanding of their numbers, well, quite frankly, business people aren't business people. They're people that are winging it. Well, let's talk about our industry. Our industry is a little bit different. See, we have an industry where most of us, as a matter of fact, I would say 95% of us were never in direct sales before we got into this industry. Typically, what causes people to get into our industry, which is the industry of real estate sales, is a deep desire to win, is maybe a passion to have freedom with time so we could spend more time with our families. It's probably a desire to make more money, right? And yet, none of that means that we are in direct sales, right? None of that means that we have experience selling. None of that means that we have experience in business. None of that means that we have experience in tracking and understanding our numbers. And then to further compound on the problem, here's where it gets really bad. It gets really bad when you sell one house, and that one house makes you $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000. And it costs you $5,000 a month to live. And with one house, guys, you can not only pay your bills, but you have some extra money to go out and live a great life. And some of you say, wait, hold on, Danny. How's that a problem? It's a problem because subconsciously what happens is it forces your hunger to become an expert at your numbers, or it forces your hunger to go out and sell more houses to be diminished. Because in your subconscious mind, you know that all you got to do is sell one in most marketplaces and you're good for a month. And if I'm lying, tell me I'm lying, but you know I'm not lying. And so we have an industry of people that for the most part are out winging it. They'll meet a neighbor, they'll meet a friend, somebody happens to find out that they got into real estate, you stick them in your car, you go show them a couple of houses, you write an offer, so forth and so on, you close an escrow, you get paid, and then you want to try to go and duplicate that process. But nobody ever asks or nobody ever wonders how many people you spoke to get them in the car. How many people you have to get in the car to write an offer? How many offers do you have to write to get one accepted? How many offers do you have to get accepted to close a deal? Or nobody ever wonders how many people that I speak to get a listing appointment. How many listing appointments do I have to set before I actually go on one? How many appointments do I have to go on before I convert one to a listing? How many listings do I have to take to convert those into a sale? How many sales do I have to open to convert those to an actual closing? And so, my friends, that's the purpose of this conversation that you and I are about to have. This is going to be another two-part conversation because I think for most of you guys, if I ramble on for about 45 minutes or so, I'm going to lose you guys because this is a topic that most do not want to hear. And this is a topic that, quite frankly, if you're making $100,000 this year in 2017 and it costs you $50,000 to live, or worse, if your spouse makes $50,000 or $55,000 and you know your bills are already covered and all you want to go out and do is make another $50,000 to, go below it on a new car or whatever, you don't want to hear anything I have to say. The only people that are going to want to hear what I have to say today are the people that want to be great, are the people that want to win big, are the people that want to create an enormous destiny or arrive at an incredible destiny that they have visioned in their subconscious mind, are the people that want to leave a legacy for their families, are the people that don't want to do the common thing, that they want to do the uncommon thing, are the people, like Steve Jobs once said, the crazies, the ones that want to go down in history, the ones that want to go out and actually make a difference, the ones that want to be known as the best of the best in our industry. For those people, this is going to be an important two-part conversation. Because in this first part, what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you the basic numbers that you need to be tracking on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly basis. And then in the next video, in our next podcast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you the ratios that you need to understand and you need to learn in order to make sure that you really are having a deep grasp as to what activity is needed in order to generate business, how much business is needed in order to convert it into closings, and how these ratios all affect each other, and what the story is that the ratios tell us, basically, when you have those ratios. So it's going to be a great two-part series, all right? So here's what I want to do. I'm actually looking at our software that we've built out for our agents that tracks all of their numbers for them. And I'm gonna kind of tell you the things that you need to be tracking on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. Number one, days worked. Days worked. So just write that down. So to give you an example, if there were 7 days this week, you need to track how many days you actually worked this week. And why is that important? It's important because, listen, like I've always said, it's great to be motivated. It's great to be inspired. It's great to say this is going to be the best year of your life. It's great to do all of that stuff, right? But it's another thing to actually show up to freaking work, people. That's a different story in altogether, right? And I mean show up to work every single day consistently from morning to evening, and you count that as a day worked, right? See, because if I was your coach, I'd be able to look at the number of days that have been passed and look at the number of days that you actually worked, and I'd be able to tell pretty quickly if you're going to hit your target or if you're not going to hit your target. So you need to track days worked. Number two, days prospected. Now listen, I know a lot of you people don't like that word. I know a lot of you people don't understand what prospecting means. It's probably another video, or maybe I might have Mike Ferry himself come and teach us a little bit about that. But the reality is that you need to be on the phones on a daily basis to prospect. Now look, you can go out and get business in three different ways. A, you can wait for business to come to you. which, let's be real, what are the chances of that happening? B, you can go out and buy business, which is fine. But I guarantee you, if I were to take a deep look at your numbers after the fact that you buy the business and then you hand the lead off because you're a superstar team and you give it to somebody else and then you got that person on a 50% split and, you know, whatever cockamamie idea you guys are having right now, I can pretty much guarantee you ain't making enough money. I can pretty much guarantee it. But you can buy all the business you want. But the third way is the best way, and it's the way that causes, quite honestly, the most discomfort and yet can make you the most profitable, is going out and finding business on a daily basis. Okay? And that's also a way that can create a predictable and duplicatable business. So the second thing you need to be tracking is how many days you're going to prospect or how many days you're prospecting. Okay? Because, again, it's one thing to show up 5 days out of five, but then how many days did you actually prospect, right? This weekend, if you're on Instagram, you know that I was away and I was at the production retreat in San Diego. And every morning we got up and we were out there at 4:30 in the morning. It was pretty awesome. We had realtors from all across the country and we were running together and we'd work out and it felt really good. Even when the night before, maybe we were masterminding too late or whatever, we kept our commitment, right? Next, number three, hours role played, and you need to start keeping track of how many hours you're actually role playing or how many hours you're practicing your skill set. If you're following me on my Facebook page, you'll see that every once in a while I go live with our role plays here at our company, and I actually teach you guys some of the scripts and some of the techniques that we're learning here at our company. And yeah, I do that because I have a passion for it. You know, I'm happy to give that information to you guys. But you know, on your end, you really can't go the day without role-playing or practicing. You can't. I know you think you can, but why do you think you can? You think you can because of the example I gave you earlier. You go find a deal, you put them in escrow, you close one deal, that one deal covers your month and a half, and you're good to go. And then nowadays, since there's such a lack of leadership amongst the brokerages out there, there's a lack of leadership. So what do the brokers do? They pay you 110% of that deal. So now they just made the matter even worse. Now you really don't have to do anything that I say. You can just go out and wing it for the rest of your life. But you know what's going to happen? You're going to underperform. That I'll bet money on. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to show you this post I just made on my personal Facebook page, which people are not going to like, by the way. But listen to this. It says, the numbers always tell the truth. We, Intero, my company, right, are ending the third week of the year in the number one spot in the entire multiple listing service for closed units year to date, all right? I know the haters hate it when I post this stuff, but I kind of have fun with it because it's just the truth, and eventually people just got to deal with the truth, right? So we're number one in the entire multiple listing service here in Southern California, which is a huge market. It's just the beginning of the year. It's only the third week. I know. We're going to go back and forth fighting for the number one spot. No problem. But we've only been here 5 years. And the number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight company have been here 10, 15, 20 years. So that might tell you a little bit about what's going on here, right? But I write, which isn't the real story. The real story is this. Pay attention to this. The number two company is a Keller Williams office that has 106 more agents than us. 100. Go find 106 people. Go stand them in front of you so you could realize the severity of what I'm telling you. 106 less people than us, and they're underperforming or they're underproducing, right? The number three company is another Keller Williams office. It's a cab company with another 53 agents. They have 53 more agents than us, and they're producing less than us. The number four company is the latest and greatest, Realty One. Oh, you got to love Realty One. They'll offer you 150%, is it now, I think, or is it 175? I don't know, but they'll just give you everything, right? And they have 123 more agents than us. Basically, it's an entire office more than us, and they're underperforming there. We produce more than them. And I write here, I said, this topic can be debated, argued, etc. And it reminds me of a saying, men lie, women lie, but numbers never lie. The right coaching, the right environment combined with the correct expectations brings out the best in people and equal twice the sales and twice the results, which ends up meaning more income to agents than a cap company or a 100% company. And then I just kind of really have fun with it. I say, that's all. Have a great weekend, everybody. So why did I write that post? I'm telling you about this post for a reason. I'm telling you to just kind of relate that to the fact that I'm telling you the lack of leadership in brokerages nowadays has this situation spiraling out of control. And that post shows you that we're proving that when you go into situations like that, yeah, you might make a little more per deal, but your expectations, your subconscious, everything drops and you sell more homes, right? And selling more homes means less people in your database, which means less of an impact on your future. All right. All right. Now let's get back to what we're here for. The numbers. Number four, hours prospected. I need you to start tracking how many hours you're actually prospecting. Or for those of you that do marketing, listen, track, you know, how many pieces you sent out, whatever. Whatever is your method of lead generation, I could care less. If you're an open house fanatic, track how many open houses you have. Whatever you're doing, I just need you to start tracking, right? And the next one is number five, contacts made. You need to start tracking how many contacts you make. And then next week, I'm going to show you how this all plays out. And I'm going to use the example of prospecting because that's what I believe in. That's what we do. But you can apply the same thing to open houses, marketing, you know, whatever you want to do. That's completely up to you. Okay. Next, buyer sales made. You want to track how many buyer sales you've made or you're making or you're whatever the case may be. This is whether for the week, the year, whatever the case may be. Next, listing appointments gone on. Okay. We need to know how many listing appointments you went on to track the next number, listings taken, how many listings you're actually taking. And then based off of that number, we need to know listings sold. Okay. And the reason why we need to know buyer sales versus listings sold, I'll tell you why, is because we need to have a clear understanding, guys, that if you ever want to have an ability to leverage yourself more, the only way to do that, guys, and to not drive yourself crazy and to be able to go out there and work and still have a family and, you know, not jack up your family, is to be able to focus your energy and efforts on one thing and one thing only, and that is on acquiring sellable listings. If you can focus on acquiring sellable listings, then the sellable listings will get you the buyers, and you really want to be at a 60-40 to 70-30 ratio of listings sold versus buyer sales. I know many of you are the opposite, 70% buyers versus 30% listings, and that causes a little bit of the overworking and some of the weekends that you have to spend and some of the problems that you might be having when it comes to your business. But we can talk about that on next week's episode, okay? Just a couple more, and then I'm going to let you go because I'm going to ask you to kind of rewind and go through this again. The next one, deals fell apart. The reason why that one is so important is because that'll give you an idea of, you know, how many buyer sales you're making, how many listings you're selling, and out of that, how many are actually closing. Guys, I'll tell you right now, I have experience with this. I run a pretty large brokerage. Man, there's some people that every deal they put into escrow closes, every single one. And then there's others that every single deal they put into escrow, it's like 50% close. And, you know, there's reasons why, right? And if you're not tracking this stuff, then you won't have a clear understanding as to why it's happening. All right. Last but not least, deals closed. Because deals closed combined with your paid income will give you an understanding as to what your average income is per deal. All right. And then once we have that, we can play with a whole bunch of other things and things get to become really, really fun. All right. So listen, this was short. This was quick. This was to the point. This was a little less motivational, a little more educational. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to rewind this episode. I'd like you to write down every number that I need you to track, right? And I want you to give yourself a chance and track it for this next week, 1 week. And then in next week's episode, I'm going to teach you how to analyze these numbers and how to get the ratios that represent what is actually happening in your business. Guys, if you haven't already done so, go to Instagram, hook up with me there, Danny Morrell. I do a lot of always having some positive posts there. And then on Facebook, I'd highly recommend you don't try to friend request me because I'm always maxed out there. Go to my Facebook page, danny.morrell.page. And I'm always going live there with a lot of free content and information to help you improve your businesses. Okay. Hopefully this one wasn't too boring. Hopefully you understand the importance of this, and hopefully you'll actually start writing it down and give it a shot. Commit for 1 week until you hear the next episode to actually track your numbers. I promise you, if we can get you into this habit, things are going to change, and they're going to change big time. All right. We'll see you soon, everybody. Bye-bye.